My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have heard this example that Jesus is the good shepherd and the lambs are his followers, and we're supposed to be the lambs. Now, of course, when this was given originally, it was easy to understand because the people were so used to it in their daily routine. We don't live that way anymore. We're not farmers, most of us anyway. And when the shepherd would go out, there might be several lambs in one area, and the shepherd could whistle, or he could sing something, or they would pick up on his aroma, and then he would continue to walk, and the lambs would follow him. So we are supposed to follow the Lamb of God, who is Jesus Christ, when we hear his word. Now, this particular gospel has a number of phrases captured in it, and one of the phrases I'd like to talk about this morning is the one where it says, "Nothing greater has been put in my hand." This is the greatest thing that has been put in my hand. Here's my hand. The greatest of all things has been put in my hand. My hand is in the hand of the Father, and the Father's hand is in mine. What does that mean? What is that which is the greatest of all things that has been put in the hand of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our brother? We are the greatest of all of creation that has been put in the hand of Jesus Christ. For God loved us so much that he sent his only Son, the God-man, to redeem us back. And nothing can be snatched out of the hand of Jesus Christ. So we cannot be snatched away. Who is the one that would try to snatch us away? Of course, that is Lucifer, the devil, and any other demon or temptation that would come our way. But if we are in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are guaranteed eternal life, and we can never be snatched away. Because we are one with God through Jesus Christ, who is not only Lord and Savior, but he is our brother. Now, you can find the evidence for this if you go back in the Old Testament, for we were created in the divine image and likeness of God. As it says in Genesis, male and female, we were created. And even though we fell away and we should have been lost forever, God loved us so much that he sent his only Son, who redeemed us, and then we were put in the hand of Jesus Christ, and nothing greater is in that hand. Because we are the greatest of all things that have been created because of our origin, which is, of course, God, our loving Father. As the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Father, so are we to love each other. You can read about that in the New Testament in the priestly prayer. We are one with the Father through Jesus Christ. Now, we have just celebrated Easter. The Lord Jesus rose from the dead. He was given a glorified body. And we also are going to be given a glorified body fashioned on the glorified flesh of Jesus Christ when we are resurrected at the last day. And we are given a new body and a new soul and a new entire life fashioned on the glorified flesh of Jesus. And then we will enter into the eternal glory that was prepared for us from the very foundation of the world. So even though we have this very short, compact gospel this morning, within it is our past, our present, and our future. As St. Paul made the comment to the people, when you die and you go to heaven, you will sit on the throne of God with Jesus Christ, who you'll recognize, and you will be co-redeemers along with Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, when you come to heaven, I will introduce you to the Father, and you will see the Father's face. You will be one with the Father through me. Through me, we are one. Now, where does this "through me" come from? Now we have to go back again, go to Isaiah 7:14, where the virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and he will be the Messiah. This virgin who is without sin is Mary, who is 100% human. She's not a goddess. She's not a god. She's 100% human, who was preserved, as Don Scotus has taught us, so that she could say yes at the most perfect time, so that she could say yes for us, and that Christ would enter the womb of Mary and take the sinless flesh of Mary, and Christ would wrap himself, in a sense, in human flesh that was without sin, and Christ, who is the begotten and not made, the Son of the Father, and man and God would become one through Jesus Christ, who is Savior and brother. And this takes place through our dear sister Mary. That is the connection. That's the contact. That's where we join the divine. We join the divine through one like ourselves. And then we are redeemed through one like ourselves, who is God and man. When you step back and think about that, we are in awe because of the love that we have from God through Jesus Christ, who we can see and love and know, and who gave us the gospel so that we could come ever closer in our life to Jesus the Christ. Now, in the Old Testament, in the book of Job, Job was very upset because all these things were happening to him, and he wanted to see God. He didn't want to see God in his mind anymore. When you read that, he said, "I am going to be raised up, and I am going to see God with human eyes." And that is a prophecy through Job for us today, because creation is so perfect, so wonderful, so glorious, so full of the glory of God, that creation, that's who we are, is put in the very hand of Jesus Christ, and there's nothing greater than the creation that God has engaged in, and we are the result of that creation. So sometime, maybe later today, when you're thinking about all the wonderful things and the heat that has finally arrived, maybe winter's over, but of course it is April, you never know if you're going to get a snowstorm at the end of April, you could say thank you. Just say thank you to God in Jesus' name, that you are in the hand, the palm of Jesus, and that Jesus is in the hand of the Father, and the Father is in the hand of Jesus, and we are one with the Father through our Savior, brother, Jesus Christ. Now, there's one other thing that we need to make a mention of, although it's hard to get our mind wrapped around it, and that is, after we die, what are we going to do when we get to heaven? We're just going to sit around and play tambourines or harps or sing "Holy, Holy, Holy"? No, we're not going to do that. In order to get the glory, which Jesus told us about, we have to be loyal in the things that we have given, the virtue and the love and the mercy we have been given here on earth. Jesus said, if you can't take care of the treasure you have here on earth, how are you going to be able to take care of the treasure that is waiting for you in eternal life? There is a great treasure waiting for each and every one of us with our name on it that we will be given when we go into everlasting life. The glory that we hear about, we read about in the gospel, or we hear about in pious stories, is nothing compared to the glory that is waiting for you if you accept Christ as your Savior, live a good life, have the Holy Spirit come into you, and then wait for your time when you are taught, you are taken into everlasting life. So hold on to that and remember that what is going on now is nothing compared to the glory. It won't be singing and it won't be tambourines. It'll be a glory beyond any imagination you can have. You will be one with God forever and ever. That's what we hold on to. And that is why we were put in the hand of Jesus Christ. And there is nothing greater. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.